I think the vaccines have made the masses neurologically numb, because no matter what information you present to these masses, these oblivious masses, they're just completely numb to it. They say, so what? Like, oh, inflation is now officially 8.6%, which means it's really more than 20%. Fuel prices are up 75% in 1 year, all under Biden. Food prices are up, 30 to 50% across the board, in the aggregate anyway. And you're not going to be able to afford food and fuel, and rent is up to a $2,000 a month national average now, the highest ever. Inflation is the highest in 41 years. And these neurologically numb people will say, so? And then they'll just usually repeat some line that they heard from, the corporate media or the White House. Well, Americans' incomes are higher than ever before. It's like, are you kidding me? People's incomes may have risen 2 or 3%, but the cost to live, the cost to feed yourself, the cost to drive, to pay rent, to buy a house, everything is through the roof, so much higher. Or even aside from that issue, you explain, the government's become a totalitarian, authoritarian enforcer of compliance. Anyone who dissents against the government, anyone who disagrees with the Biden regime is labeled a potential domestic terrorist. We have the FBI arresting a candidate for governor of Michigan, Ryan Kelly, simply because he stood on the Capitol steps on January 6th. The FBI is arresting the opposition of the dominant political party. These are the kinds of tactics that happened under the Soviet Union. And, you explain this to people, and they're numb. And I think the spike protein is really kicking in. I think the numbness has sort of taken away their ability to think. Another example, the drag queen, transgender pushing, grooming of children. Now they're having events in city parks with like full-blown Satanists. They announce to the Satanists to come join the thing, and then they do anti-baptisms to try to take children away from God and sacrifice them over to Satan. And this is being announced publicly, celebrated by the media, celebrated by Burger King and IBM and all the companies that are virtue signaling for their woke pride, transgender loyalty and obedience. And again, the average vaccinated person in America is like, well, that's okay. Everybody's choice. It's all about inclusiveness. So they're just repeating lines from the media. They're not human anymore. What I mean is they don't have human cognition. They can't think the way humans think. They still have the ability to speak, because language is hardwired into human neurology, by the way. That's why babies can learn to speak at a very young age. It's why infants can learn multiple languages. The human brain is hardwired for speech. So it's hard to take that away, but it's easy through the vaccines and brain damage and the prions that are in, or prion-like segments that are in the actual mRNA instructions. Those can take away higher cognition functions. And that's why I believe the vaccinated people are not only numb, but they're also dumb. So they're made numb and dumb, which is exactly what the Democrat leaders want. They want people who are numb and dumb, who are numb enough to not see the extremism of the radical left and the firebombing of the Christian, pro-life clinics by radical abortionists and so on, but also dumb enough to keep voting for Democrats at the same time, with promises that it's all going to get better. We just need more power. We just need to be able to censor, disinformation, and then everything's going to be okay. So if you're dumb enough to believe that, you might vote for a Democrat. And if you're numb enough, you might not realize what's happening in the world. There's also this numbness also applies to people who still aren't prepping for some reason. There's a numbness about the coming food scarcity in America, where people don't realize how bad it's going to get because they're not looking at the failed crops, the drastic reduction in farm planting. You know, crop yields are going to collapse across America. It's already begun. And you have, of course, a lack of international trade in many grains, wheat, corn, soy, you know, sorghum, millet, barley, and so on. That's already underway. And the global food supply is absolutely collapsing. And yet you have people who say, well, I still find food at my grocery store. What are you talking about? And, you know, you just want to like shake them, shake them awake. Say, yeah, you have food today, but crops are failing that would be your food for tomorrow. You know, 60 days away, 90 days away, the second half of this year. Where is the food coming from that segment of your grocery store consumption? And they don't have an answer to that. They say, well, it'll work itself out. I mean, you hear these kinds of things. It's just incredible. So the vaccinated masses have become numb and dumb. And I don't think there's any fixing it because I think the damage has been done. I don't think the brain damage can be, you know, reversed. And frankly, you had to be a little bit brain damaged to take the vaccines in the first place, you know, right? I mean, you had to be kind of dumb to take the jabs and believe the propaganda anyway. So they already had a predisposition to being numb and dumb, but then the vaccine just, you know, cemented that, like, here, let's just, you know, destroy some neurons and take down your brain functioning, your biological computing system. Let's take that down. And then they're really numb and really dumb. And that's who we're dealing with now. Understand, the reason I'm saying this is because these left-wing, radical, dumbed-down, numbed-down masses, they cannot participate in civil society. They have no place in the future of any society. They are incapable of it. They have no compassion for children. They murder their own babies. They all seem to support genitalia mutilation of children. They support indoctrination of children. They think it's appropriate to have, you know, a three-year-old handing cash to a drag queen dancing on a runway in front of a sign that says it's not going to lick itself, because that's what just happened in the last week. And leftists think that's completely okay. They've lost the ability to process reality, which means that there's no point in trying to, you know, compromise with these numbed down, dumbed down lunatics. There's no compromising with insanity. We need to defeat them, remove them from power, dismantle their systems. And that's the only way we're going to be able to restore sanity or even restore the pillars of civilization. We have to defeat these left-wing lunatics and completely remove them from all positions of power, or, you know, I mean, any power they have remaining, they're going to use it to destroy whatever they can touch. So if you want to have a future, the future starts with removing the fascists, the Marxists, I don't know, what would be the better term, radical left-wing extremists and pedophiles, child groomers, you know, economic destroyers of the world, whatever. That's where it's got to begin. And I'm not sure that elections have any integrity at all. So begs the question, how does this process take place? I tend to think it's going to happen when there's a total collapse of the dollar and a collapse of the United States of America as we know it. And from there, there's going to be quite a battle on how we rebuild and what's the structure of the future society. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We might see secession. We might see regional civil war even. But it's going to get very dicey and very dangerous. And remember, the radical left-wing lunatics are incompatible with human civilization. Just remember that. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, brighteon.com. Get prepared, everybody, and take care.